shit.
Meh. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Hallelujah. There's no one like you. My God, there is none like you. I tell you, no one, no one, no one. That was Kirk Franklin, a God like you. Amen. Hallelujah. You probably were bouncing in your feet as you were listening. Amen. It's just a good time to praise God. It's a good time to praise God. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on in your life, it is always a good time to praise God. I say, praise God anyhow. Praise God anyway. Praise God no matter what you're going through, no matter what the attack, no matter what it looks like. Just go ahead and praise God anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to Woman Show. God is good. He truly is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. I love him. I love him. I do. And I welcome you. I welcome you all to the Woman to Woman Show today. It's an open forum on today again where you can talk to me about hot topics and also heart topics. We'll be talking even about the heart topics. What's on your mind today? You can call in to 646-652-4832 and let me know your mind. What's going on with you? What is God doing in your life? What are you concerned about? Amen. I'll be talking a little bit about what I'm talking about and what's going on with me. And I pray that you will share what are some of the things that are going on with you and what's catching your interest in the news. Even as we get news, there's so many things going on, and I would love to have you come and share. I welcome our guests in the chat, also Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, our new author. She is the author of a book, a brand new book, I Am Leah. It's the name of her book, I Am Leah, and I am looking forward to reading her book and having her as a guest right here on the Woman to Woman Show. I am excited. I am excited. I am excited about this new book coming from this author. I've known her for a while, and she has exemplified nothing but God. But you all know I've had my experience with interviewing authors and not reading their books. I actually did that one time, and it was impromptu. The author called into the show, and he had written a book, and we began to talk about his book, and I thought it was a good book. I thought it was a good subject to be writing about, and I actually endorsed the book and had to come back and unendorse the book. But I do believe that that won't be the case with Evangelist Cynthia Robinson. But according to my new policy, I will be reading her book first, and then I will bring her on the broadcast. And I'm glad that I started reading the books first because it gives me more in-depth insight into what is really going on in the book and what the author's heart is and why the author literally sat down and wrote that book. So I'm just excited. I'm just so excited. So within the next month, look for that interview. Actually, you know, I don't do interviews, but look for Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, the author of I Am Leah, to be a guest on the Woman to Woman Show. I heard an interview with her the other night, and it was powerful. It was powerful. She wrote about Leah, y'all, not about Leah's sister, but she wrote about Leah. She didn't write about the beautiful ones. She wrote about the cockeyed ones. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And God is good. God is good. I welcome all of those on the phone lines. God bless you. Good to see you. And just excited about today's show, what God is going to do here today. Last week, we got into a conversation that was hot and heavy. I'm telling you, we talked about holiness or hell. I heard that phrase, holiness or hell. And you know what? It sent me to my Bible. It sent me to my Bible to really do some studying. You know, we have to study to show ourselves approved. And, you know, we might have been a little bit heavy on the holiness or hell side last week because according to the Bible, we are saved by faith through grace and not by works. How many of you know we can't be good enough to earn our way to heaven? how many of you know that nobody's perfect but one, and that's Jesus. So, you know, we came across a little hard. You know, we got excited about the topic. You know, what we were really saying is that we should be exemplifying fruit in our lives as a result of being Christians, because we have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost enables us to walk right, to talk right, to do right, to be right, to live right. So, you know, that's what we were saying, and we get excited about it because so many people say, well, I can't. Well, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ Jesus, who empowers you. You've got the power, baby. You have the power on the inside of you. So what we were saying is there are no excuses to live like hell when you're destined for heaven. Amen. There are no excuses to live like hell when you're destined for heaven. You've already, the price has already been paid. Evangelist Cynthia Robinson is in the chat room, and she wrote free. No, she wrote fire. Hey, fire. Oh, my, fire. Amen, fire. Yeah, but I'm thinking about the word free. Listen, salvation is free. We didn't earn it. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. But as a result of being saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. God said in Ezekiel 36, he said he will put a new spirit in you. He will put a new mind in you. He said he would give you a new heart. God said he will give you a new spirit and a new heart. And he said he will give you a mind to obey his statutes. So you know what? Even when you want to do wrong, there'll be something on the inside of you moving you to do right. And that something is the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. That even in the days when I wanted to do wrong, he was always steering me in the direction of being right. So, you know, it's good. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open. I want to open in prayer. Let me open in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, just because there is no God like you. Lord, we magnify your name on today. We worship you on today. We thank you for this opportunity to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, that salvation is a gift from you, that you so loved the world, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly and eternally with you, oh God. We just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power that's been made available to us, oh God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And there's no good thing that you would withhold from us because we love you, oh God, and we have been called by your name. So, Lord, we just ask that you bless each and every listener on today. Bless them above and beyond, exceeding abundantly above what they can think or ask or even imagine in their wildest imaginations. Bless each and every listener on today, God. Meet every need, oh God. Bless this broadcast, oh God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable unto you. Lord, we love you today and we bless your name. We worship you today. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So have your way. We bind up the hand of Satan off of this broadcast. We ask that you save souls, change lives, set the captives free. Fill us with power. Set us on purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent of our sins, oh God, committed against you, our transgressions, our inequities, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, as we continue to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, we love you on today, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the phone lines are open. You can call me. Let's start talking about some of the things that are on your heart, some of the things that are on your mind. I'm celebrating. I don't know if you know, but last Friday, I was officially commissioned as prophet. And I tell you, we had a time in the Lord. We had a healing and deliverance service, prophetic commissioning, and a prophetic apostolic release all rolled up in one service. It was just powerful. The Lord moved mightily. The Lord moved mightily. And I love it because it was, I did not want it to be about me. I wanted it to be about God. And I wanted everybody to share in the blessings. And, you know, because God ordained me from the womb, amen, before I was even in my mother's womb, before I was a twinkle in their eye, in my parents' eyes, God had already called me to be a prophet. So for me, it was just, you know, it was a good thing to be publicly elevated, but it was humbling also because God had already revealed to me what the call on my life was, and it's not an easy call. It's not an easy call. It's not easy to be God's prophet. It's not easy to speak God's word, even when it comes against what other people were saying or thinking or feeling. So, and it's a lonely walk, you know, because I'm consecrated so much of the time. I spend so much time with God. So I just thank God for the public declaration, and and it's affirmed by my covering, my apostle, Matthew Tillery, so that people can know I'm not a counterfeit. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess that's really what made it so special for me, is that, man, my leadership saw in me what God had put in me. And that's always important, you know, to us, that our leadership sees in us what God has put in us. So it was a good day. We were in service. We started the service about 7:45, and we did not leave the church until 4 hours later. It was just so powerful. It was just powerful. I mean, that's one word. Like Evangelist Cynthia Robinson said, the fire of the Lord was in the sanctuary. The glory of the Lord was in the sanctuary. People were healed, delivered, set free, filled with power and courage. It was just powerful. It was powerful, and I was so blessed. And then I had the privilege of having breakfast with our apostle. He came all the way to New Jersey from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and there was a young prophet that came up, our brother in Christ, Prophet Malik Winstead, 14 years old, and this man, this young man of God, was so powerful, and he flowed in the prophetic so accurately. It was just amazing, and he has a powerful healing ministry where God uses him to heal folk, that they can put down their canes and come up out of their wheelchairs. And the sick are healed. It's signs and wonders and miracles. And I don't know. I believe in miracles. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe in power and demonstration. And it was just one of those nights that I will never forget. But as I lay on the floor under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, after the apostle laid hands on me, I went into maybe 3 or 4 realms. I felt like Paul going up into the third heavens. It was just wow. You know, wow. I went somewhere, and then I you know, when I came back, I didn't really come back. You know, I'm still somewhere else. I'm still somewhere else with God, and I want to stay there, amen. I want to stay in another realm, in that supernatural realm. So just a powerful time. And then with the service on Sunday was powerful. So we have been having some high times in the Lord. And as a matter of fact, we're having Family, Friends, and Neighbors Day at our church on this upcoming Sunday. We have 2 services, an 11 o'clock service and a 3 o'clock service at New Creation Christian Ministries. And we're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you want to come out on this Sunday or any Sunday, our services normally start at 11 o'clock. But this Sunday, we're having 2 services, and I'm preaching at the 3 o'clock, so I'm excited about that. My husband will be preaching at the 11 o'clock, and we have, listen, there is a word from the Lord. So we're excited about that and everything that God is doing, and wow. So that's what went on last week. And, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, Prophet Malik Winstead is 14. And you know, he's been preaching since he was 5. I don't know if you believe in child preachers and child prophets, but this young man is evidence that God can move through anybody. I mean, we know about the talking mule, right? That if God could talk through a donkey, I believe a donkey, not a mule, but he could talk through a donkey, he sure can talk through a five-year-old or even a woman. Some people say that women shouldn't preach and women shouldn't prophesy. Like Apostle commissioned me as prophet. And I was talking to my friend Kathy Jones about this, and she said, Rebecca, she, you know, she's my friend, so she go, when we're all on the phone, she calls me Rebecca. She said, he commissioned you as prophet. I heard him. She said, he did not commission you as prophetess. And because of that, that's my title. You know, that is not even a title. That's my office. My office is pastor, prophet. I'm a pastor, and I'm a prophet, and I am a woman. I am all woman, and I love being a woman. I'm not trying to be a man, but a lot of people will want to call me prophetess, and that's fine with me, too. I'm not going to be saying, look, I'm not prophetess, I'm prophet. If you're more comfortable with prophetess, that's fine with me. It, you know, because we can't get, what I'm saying to you is we can't get caught up on titles. Listen, the problem with the church today is that a lot of people are getting caught up on titles. And this is my heart. Let me just start talking my heart while waiting for you guys to call me. I'm just going to talk about some stuff, and then you can call me when you feel like calling. Amen. We already have a caller, so let me take this caller, and then I'll talk about my heart a little bit. Let's see what God is saying. Amen. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show.
Good day. Grace, peace, the Lord. God bless you, Mother. How are you today?
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist, Minister Valerie Allen, the one and the only, my daughter in Christ.
Amen.
God bless you. How are you doing?
Listen, there's no complaint. God is still in charge no matter what. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and truly my heart is still rejoicing and glad to be in there. I'm just so grateful to join you on today, Mother.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
So what's on your heart? You know,
well, listen. Just want to take a moment to just lift up the name. I'm sorry. The moment I called in, here goes Satan. Okay, well, don't worry about it, son. Lord, I thank you. I tell you, God is so good, so worthy to be praised on today. Prophet Pastor Rebecca Simmons, my spiritual mother, I tell you, God is such an awesome God. My heart is still filled with gratitude. No matter what Satan tries, I tell you, God is still God. No matter how many weapons are formed, God is still God. No matter what people state or say, God is still God. And this is what I'm learning on today. Just like what David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have begging bread. I'm telling you, God is just an awesome, awesome God. I'm just so grateful to be in the place today to able to actually tune in, to listen to you, and been able to, what you were sharing about your commissioning prophet service. Awesome, awesome, awesome. There was no other place that we were at, you know, would ever like to have been except for on that Friday. Truly, the Lord showed up and showed out. This is what I'm learning, too. When we just show up, God will definitely show out. All we have to do is show up, and God will just pour out his spirit and his anointing as he did through yourself, through Pastor Anthony, through Apostle Tillery, and like he was saying, the young prophet Malik. I tell you, awesome. Truly, we're still walking in our healing and our delivering and trusting God. And then came back to your service on Sunday. And I tell you, can I just say, Dan, you haven't been coughing since service. Can I tell you how good God is? When you said, call the elders on the church to lay hands on those that are sick, truly, when you walk in faith by God, all things are possible. And God can do exceedingly abundantly above more than I truly can ever ask or imagine. Truly, he is a good God. And, Mother, I just can't thank you enough for the love that you truly show and bestow upon the people of God, because I never expected such an awesome surprise and a love offering that you allowed the congregation for me and my son for such a time as this. Truly my heart is touched is why I'm calling in specifically today just to thank you and let it be recorded and know that I'm grateful for God in your life. I'm grateful for the woman of God that you truly are and for the love that you have for God's people and especially for the women. I thank God for allowing the opportunity to be able to lay in your bosom for just a moment and just truly just weep and to cry and to just feel the love of Jesus Christ. And I asked Daniel, where will she go on Sunday, you know, with regard to A or B? Daniel chose A, which is New Christian Christian Ministries. And you know what? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm truly not surprised because God just is. He just is. And I just thank God that, you know, no matter how many mistakes I make, God is still a God of another chance. No matter yes. how often that I may err, God is still a God of another chance. I mean, truly, when we do humble ourselves and seek the Lord's face, you know, we truly walk in the spirit of repentance, God is able. God is truly able, and truly there is a testimony today, and that's what's just burning in my heart and understanding that, you know, being like Peter, I believe there's a message that God allowed you to speak on this week about getting out of the boat.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, there are times now that I know that we have to step out like Peter out of the boat. We got to get out of the boat when you're praying God's will and then, you know, putting your trust in God. So truly, this is my wilderness experience, and it definitely has been a journey over the last 10 days. But God is God. God is God, and he still is yet opening up doors, and specifically one door that was shut is now reopened as of today for even a short time period to do what we need to do. But, again, only God. Only God.
Mm-hmm.
Only God. So
yeah.
I'm grateful today. I'm grateful today. My heart is full of thanksgiving. My heart is yet still full of joy, and I truly feel like going on. And I thank God that my steps are ordered of the Lord and that I'm learning. I'm just learning. I'm growing. I'm maturing, and I'm learning. When we pray God's will, I mean, you got to make up your mind, do you really mean that when you pray God's will? That means all or nothing. That means everything or nothing at all. That means, you know, to live or die, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like... Mm-hmm. Wow, God, there's so many people that I look back over just in the last 10 days that, I will not forget. I just choose and refuse not to forget and just have a heart of thanksgiving. And when God allows me to be in a place to be able to do that, distribute the thank yous, I thank God. The list is not long but short, but nonetheless,
yes.
It's who God has chose. It's who God has
mm-hmm.
chose to use, you know, to use at such a time as this. And I'm grateful. I truly,
mm-hmm.
truly am grateful, Mother.
Wow.
So thank you so much, and thank you for being obedient, you know, for continually doing what you do with the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group and the broadcast and just the ministry in general, because we're learning and we're growing what love is, what the true love of God really is, and it's not what I thought it was, but I'm learning what it really is, and love is action. It is doing something, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Love is definitely an action word. So thank you for loving us. Thank you for being there. It's not all over. It's not over because, you know, we're still amongst the living, but every day it does get easier. Every day get easier. So we thank God for the prophetic, you know, our truly, truly gifts are without repentance. God has called you from the womb. There's no doubt about it. There's not a word that we can't say that God has spoken to you through us, for us, that we can't claim and state that has not come to pass, that has not been true. I can't say that, because if I would say that, that's a lie. But I tell you, truly, the word has gone forth, and God is doing just what he said that he would do. And those who he used, such as yourself and Pastor Anthony, to speak through, to be in the earthen vessels, it's come to pass. It's come to pass. So I see that we just have to take the word and run with the word, you know, hold to the word of God as we continue to trust in God. And truly, trusting in God is the theme of my life. Trusting in God is the theme of my life. Amen.
That's it. Amen. That is so powerful. You brought tears to my eyes.
My
that
Lord.
That is so powerful. That's so powerful what you said, because we got to walk this walk, you know, whether we're being called to love, to forgive, to obey. And that's what I was talking about earlier. When God saves us, There's a scripture in the Bible that says we love him because he first loved us.
Yes.
You know, and our wretchedness. You know, you know my testimony. God has done so much for me. I don't think you really know. I don't think you guys really understand when I give my testimony because I give it so fluidly, and I can do it without crying now. But if people really understood the magnitude
of what
God has done in my life and how much he has forgiven me of and how much he has delivered me from, where I was dying. I was literally the walking dead. I was dying while trying to live. I was dying while striving to live, and God stepped in the nick of time and literally saved my life.
My Lord.
You know, and I didn't deserve it. You know, I'm about to cry because I think about that, and I'm like, I didn't deserve it. Now, I owe God. Now, he hasn't asked me to pay. I can't pay him back, but I owe him my life, which means that with my whole life, I have to serve him, and not because he's, you know, not because he's standing as a taskmaster over me saying, serve me or else, but because I have a heart to say, God, you know, a heart of gratitude. That's what you just expressed. A heart of gratitude. Like, God, if I could just help one person.
See,
it's not about a big ministry, a mega ministry under my name. But it's about a mega ministry being done in his name.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Not, oh, my God. My
Lord
God,
Jesus, I felt
God.
That, Mother. I felt that.
See, it's about mega ministry being done in the name of Jesus.
Lord
it's not
Jesus.
About how many people I can get in my house, in the church, but it's about how many people can we literally reach for Jesus. He was concerned about the hungry, the poor, the imprisoned. He was concerned about the broken, the busted, the disgusted, the lost, those whose mind were all messed up, the blind, you know, the mute. Jesus was concerned about the sick, the well. He was concerned about the sinner, the saint. Jesus was concerned about everybody, the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the pagan, the Gentile, the Greek, the Jew. He was concerned about everybody, and he still is. And he still is. So I said, God, have your way. Let your will be done. Use me.
Yes.
Amen. Is the baby okay? Yeah, use us for your glory. And that's my prayer. And I know that's your prayer. And I just hear God, authority, and how God's maturing you. But stay with me while you check on the baby. And we're going to take another call. Just stay with
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
We're going to keep the lines open. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman Columbus Show.
God bless you, Prophetess. How are you today?
God bless you. I am just doing really, really well. Is this Evangelist Cynthia Robinson?
Yes.
Yes, the new author. Wait a minute.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Congratulations. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So, what's on your heart today? This is open lines, heart topics, hard topics. What's going on?
I just want to say that I was so honored to be there to see you be installed into your office of prophet.
Yes.
Because I know that God has spoken to you through you to me. And I know that if nobody else I believe is a prophet, I know you are. You are. I don't believe nobody else. I know that he spoke through you to me. And I just thank God that at that moment, that was just God's way of saying to me, you got to pay attention. Get it together. You're going the wrong way. And I thank God for that. I thank God that you're not a prophet that just comes and speak good, but you speak the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts.
And it gets me in trouble, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
Hey. Amen. But it's all good because it's all God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The truth is what what we need. We don't always need to have our ears tickled, and we don't need to always hear prosperity, prosperity. But when we need to get in line, we need to be told to get in line. So I just thank God that you listen to God, and that God, and that I heard and heeded the call of God. And my life has definitely gone back to the way that it should be in God, and for that I will always be grateful. So wherever you are, trust and believe, you're going to see my face somewhere. I know who you are to me. You are truly my sister, and I'm so grateful. You know, it's a rarity, and I was just talking to another sister on yesterday. You know, it's a rarity to find sisters who will be with one another, not trying to pull each other down, but boost each other up. And and we have to get to that point where we're boosting each other up constantly, because we're getting teared down sometimes even in our own houses of worship.
That's right.
And so
that's right.
When, you know, you get an opportunity to, you know, boost the sister up, be there for her, support her. You might not be able to do it financially, but it's amazing how somebody's smiling face will make your day. And I am so grateful to have been able to be there with you on that moment, because I know, and that young man was powerful. They came from my mama's hometown, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, so I knew fire was coming up in there. But it was a wonderful time in God. And I know even if he didn't prophesy nothing to you, that house was on fire. And you got some type of healing, deliverance, restoration. Something hit you in that house on that Friday, and I said I was so happy that I rushed to get over there and just to be a part of it. I was happy to be in the house.
Amen. I thank you so much for pressing, because I know you had your women's ministry on that night. So I thank you so much for pressing to be out. I tell you, I knew that there was going to be a blessing in the house, but I wanted you to come for me too. You know, we have those moments where we, like, I don't have many moments when I look for people to support me, because I know everybody's busy. I know everybody's doing, a lot of us, the women that I know, and I say God bless you to Prophet Chantel Randolph in the chat room. God bless you, women of God, and also to Coach Lalisa Wims. God bless you, and to our guests. But, you know, as women, a lot of the women that I know are busy. We're in ministry, and we're doing things, and we're setting the world on fire for Jesus. You know, we're doing things. We're busy. And I know that you cannot be everywhere at the same time. And you can't try to go to everybody's stuff, because you will wear yourself out, and then you won't have any anointing when it's time for you to do what God has called you to do. So, but every once in a while, I look for that support. And this was one of those days when I needed the people that I love to be there. You know, the people that I have, you know, that have become dear to me, those were the ones that I was looking for to be there, and you guys showed up. I mean, you were there. I mean, Ray and Kathy Jones, they're on the line now. They were there. My brother Ray adjusted his schedule at work so he could be there, and they actually drove two cars up from down by, almost by the South Jersey, and I'm like, wow. You know, so, and then you guys all showed up. Minister Valerie Allen, I know what you had to go through to be there. Lady Flag had something else that she pressed afterwards, and Evangelist Cindy Robinson. So for support, that was the one day out of maybe every twice a year that I might need some support, and you guys were there, and I just thank God for you. And I thank you all for coming out and being there, and I'm glad that you were blessed as a result of being there. I'm glad that you were blessed. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. And just really excited. So Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, when is your book launch?
My book launched 2 weeks ago, but I'm having a book signing at my church, which is it's going to be my first book signing, and that's May the 19th from 4:30 to 6 o'clock at the Love of Jesus in Newark, New Jersey. So I am so excited for what God is doing, because this book to me was me first. I started this book a completely different way, and the way God took this book, and so far, everybody who has read the book has all come back and said, oh, my goodness, I did not know. And I'm like, we are all Leah. We are her. We're her. And we need to get to a place where we understand what that means, though, really what that means.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I was getting ready to mess with you and say, you know what? You should have brought my coffee last Friday. Here's your copy.
Amen. It would have made a nice gift.
Yes, it would.
Thank you.
You know I got you. I got
you. So I'll buy some copies, but I'll take the first one as a gift.
Amen. Listen, that's what we talk about. Keep it real, Mother. Keep it real. You know what? I appreciate your candidacy, your transparency. Keep it real. We have not because we ask not.
Ask not. Yeah. I know that's right.
But you know what? The funny thing about that is I'm not the first one to ask her for a free book.
Oh,
because when you write a book, the whole family's looking and they have
always
their hands
out. And
like,
you know that's
always
right.
Always. But, you know, Mother, I was just thinking about, on a serious note, too, as you were saying about the support, you know, I really appreciate you for being very candid with that because it does matter. Even to the littlest us, when you think that it doesn't matter, it does matter. And this is why I knew no matter what had happened in our lives that we would be there because I understand that that doesn't happen every day in anyone's life. And it is an honor. It's an honor. And it was a time that was truly set and ordained by God. So why wouldn't a person that claim or state, whether they say it verbally or not, love you, not show? I just couldn't see that. I just couldn't see that. When I went myself, when I took all things into account and consideration, I knew that I knew that we would be there no matter what. It's why I believe also, too, it's why God still yet blessed us in the midst, in the middle of it all. It's because
yeah.
we still was determined to see God. We still was determined to see God move. We were still determined to give God praise. We were still determined to give God the glory and thanksgiving for what he has done in your lives, but what he has done just in general for who he is.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you saying that about support because support goes a long way. Again, if I'm not mistaken, what comes to mind is one of the fruit of the Spirit with regard to long-suffering and you know, things of that nature. But support does matter. And I think sometimes that's taken for granted with me in my life, you know, that people may not think that it matters to me, but it does matter. It matters
yeah.
much. And the Bible, I believe the Bible is true. You reap what you sow. So I strive like yourself to sow those seeds as well. If you sow seeds of support, then support will come back. And for
Thank
me, it always come back from the most unexpected. And it was you. It was you. During this
yeah.
time, and I didn't expect it. And you talking about lessons being learned. God is truly speaking to my heart. I thank God that God himself has put me in a place where only he could and get my attention
God.
To teach me what I need to learn. And I thank God that he put me in this place where it weighed off all distractions and negativity. And it just put me in a place with just me and God. And I tell
yeah.
you, when we left, as I'm led to now, just so many things you were saying in your show earlier today just were pressing in my heart even more. Because as you were sharing, giving your testimony, saying how we've heard your testimony is never old to me. Because even
wow.
though I may have heard it, it's still yet new the next time I hear it again because it's yet still encouraging. But
yes.
this is what the Revelations talks about, how we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And Evangelist Robinson, don't mean to remiss you. God bless you and congratulations on your book. I certainly understand, as we authors know, what it means to be a first-time author, just to be an author in general. It's a dream that comes true. I'll never forget when my books arrived and how I cried. I thought I'm a weeper now, but I tell you, I cried. And when I saw the initial cover to the copy of the book, and when I saw it, it was like one of those unbelievable things. You know, you reach for this mark, but when it actually manifests itself,
yes.
what joy that it brings. It's an accomplishment. It is. So congratulations to you, and praise God, and to God be the glory. And so we thank God for that. But Mother, again, back with you as you were sharing, talking about your testimony. It is important, as I see it for myself, why we give these testimonies. This is how
yeah.
we overcome by the blood and by
yeah.
the word of our testimony. And as we had left the hotel today and we were uptown, Elizabeth, to catch the bus to come back home for a short time. But I tell you, I saw this homeless guy, and I just watched him. And I saw him go to this trash can, and he just pulled all the garbage. It was this department bag, and he pulled it out of the garbage, and then he dumped it over, you know, just finding something and anything to eat or to drink. Then he took a container. It was a McDonald's container. Someone had purchased a cup of coffee or whatever have you. Do you know he took the lid off and just poured it down his throat, the little bit just was left.
Wow.
And I stood there thinking, as I watched him, I stood there thinking, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, for the grace of God, not I.
Yes.
And I couldn't help
yes.
but to stand there to think that. And to have compassion on him is what brings me to what you say about support. When you think that it don't matter, it matters.
Yeah.
And he walked away. I was standing in amaze, but all I could think of and just stand there again and just repeat, for the grace of God, not I.
My God.
You know, Pastor Bess, just a moment short to that. And
yeah.
so when he walked off, and I had just an extra dollar in my handbag. And I said, now I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And I told you, I thank God for being in this place. You never know when God is going to put you in a place because he has a plan and a purpose for what's on the other side. But I had him, I called him back and I asked him because I wanted to know his story. For myself, I understand now. When you get to that point, you were somewhere before you got there. So I was curious to know what he was in his life before he became homeless. What happened? So I called him back, and he began to share, and I asked him, come to find out, the man was a former employee of AT&T.
And I said,
how could I pass judgment? I said, watching you today, I know that I know now that I will not pass judgment on another human being in my life.
Jesus.
And I stood there, and I told him, I said, do you know I'm standing here, and I'm watching you, and it's only by the grace of God that I'm not where you are right now, that I have to dig out of the garbage can to eat.
Yes.
I said, it's only God. I said, do you know that I'm telling you how good God is and that he is able?
Yes.
And I said, truly, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have I give unto you. I said, I have $1 left over that I'm going to give to you so you can get you something to eat. And I'm praying that the same God that is blessing me will bless you. I said, because it was a week ago, less than 10 days. Where I was homeless and didn't have no place to go. I said, but can I tell you, I feel like what David said, that is true, that he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I said, do you know that my son and I never slept in the street? We never slept in a car. We never even slept at a friend's house. I said, and a family's house. I said, the Lord provided, and we never slept in a shelter. I said, only God. Only God.
Jesus.
So we just, you know, that's what I said. We can't pass judgment. Even with myself, someone said, well, she's been there before, and now this doesn't happen again. It's true. Or did it happen without warning? It's all true. But what I'm also learning is that there are things that God will have you to say or do that's going to seem ridiculous to the world. But it's because he is going to get the glory.
Jesus.
It's about him. It's not about us. It's about him, that he will receive the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, keep telling your story, because I certainly am going to tell mine. I'm going to be able to say how I went from homeless to the penthouse. Nobody but God. Nobody but God.
Yes.
So I thank God for such a time as this. And that he is the judge, and that he runs and rules everything. He reigns. He really reigns. When he opens a door, he can close a door. When he shut a door, he can open a new one.
Mm.
God is God, and he is worthy of all the praise. So I thank God for your life. I thank God for your testimony, and that you have a testimony to share and to tell, and that it's not an old tale, that every time you tell it, that it's a new tale, and that a new soul shall be saved, healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, and that you continue to walk in the fruit of the Spirit with the compassion that Jesus has for his people, because Jesus did care, and he does love us. And that's what I'm learning. In spite of me, God loves me. And he is going to have his way. He is going to have his way.
Yeah.
So this is what's on my heart today, Mother. And I thank you for this platform, for this forum, where it was an open line to be able to share that which is real upon the heart of women.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing greater for me today than to give God glory and to give God praise, and knowing that what God has taken me through, glory be to God, he's brought me through to bring me out. And
my
it ain't
God.
All over yet, but he still is in control. He still is in control. How can you be homeless and then be able to have a moment to return back to your place of residence, to be only to trust God again until you have to move on till the next time? Only
Jesus.
God. Only God. So I said, Lord, I know this time ain't going to be like the next time. This time ain't even was like the last time. This is this time. It's this time. So I thank God for what God is doing in our lives. And what the change that he's making in our lives. So
he's
to God
able.
Be the glory. To God, be the glory.
To God be the glory. He's able. God is able. And that's a powerful testimony. I'm so glad you shared, because somebody needed to hear that. Like you said, we went over the evil one, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. And you never know who needed to hear that on today. Somebody's going through. It's amazing, because before I came on the air today, the Lord had me looking at Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to purpose. And when I looked at that word called, because I like words, and I looked it up in the Greek, and I saw the definition. My computer's going to act up. I don't want to learn more. I want the definition of that word. It actually, and the definition is called, invited by God in the proclamation of the gospel, to obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom through Christ, called to the discharge of some office, divinely selected and appointed. And, and I thought that was so powerful. According to his purpose was the last part of that. And we already know that God has a plan and he has a purpose for each and every one of our lives. And when we support each other instead of competing against each other, we support each other instead of hating on each other. When we support each other instead of coveting what each other has and what gifts God has put on the inside of each other, then we will be able to give God the glory in our lives. And it's just so often, I pray that God blesses women mightily, even through the interaction that's going on today with the testimony and the way that we all are talking to each other, that women can see that we really can get along. And I have to tell you, I'm not perfect. I have my moments, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can call in. It's the Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. You can call
in
6652-4832. 646-652-4832 to be a part of this conversation. Evangelist, your phone line is still open. I'm going to say this, though. I am not perfect, ladies. I have my moments. And for the men who are listening, because I see a few men also. Listen, I have my moments. I told my husband this morning, we were sitting at the kitchen table having coffee, and I told him, I said, listen, he started telling, we were talking and he was telling me about different people that are being blessed in different ministries. And I said, baby, I said, this might sound strange to you. I said, but I can't even pay any attention to those people and what's going on with them. I said, I celebrate them. I said, but I cannot focus on it too long because it takes me somewhere I don't want to go.
Amen.
Get to a point where you can get to a point. You can get, and I know you have to testify to this. You can get to a point where you see everybody else being blessed.
Yes.
You're looking at them and you're looking at God like, what about me?
Yes.
What about me?
No, that's right.
I'm just fruitful. I've been doing this for a while. I've been sowing. Where's my increase? Where's my blessing? And we can get to that point, but God is saying, and this is what God is saying on today, keep your focus on me. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. When Jesus told Peter, he said, "Feed my sheep." He said, "Peter, do you love me?" He said, "Yeah, I love you. Do you love me, Peter?" "Well, you know I love me. You know I love you. Well, do you love me?" "Lord, you know I love you. Well, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." And then Peter said to Jesus, as he looked back at John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, and he said, "Well, what about him?" And Jesus said, "Don't worry about him. You just follow me." And that's what God is saying. Don't worry about how he's blessing somebody else. Just follow him. You know, just keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Because God, listen, what God has for you is for you. And that's what you were just saying, Mr. Valerie. What God has for you is for you. You don't have to covet. You don't have to be jealous. You don't have to compete. As a matter of fact, if you feel that in your heart, you know, then you need to, your focus is off. If we start feeling jealousy in our heart, then our focus is off. You know, that if you start feeling any kind of negative emotion, your focus is off. You need to get back in your word. You need to get back in prayer. You need to, you know, fill your eyes, fill your ears, fill your heart with the word of God. Because if you stay in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. And that's what we have to do. I've learned it, and I've learned it the hard way. Evangelist Cynthia, I've learned this thing the hard way to the point where it has hurt me. It has really injured me because, you know, me, I'm like, "Well, God, why are you not blessing me?" You know, and I would start feeling, getting feelings about other people being blessed. Well, God says, "You know what? I need to prune that off of you." You know, I need to burn that off. See, God has to burn some stuff off of us, and that means we got to go through the fire. I need to get in the fire. I don't need to stand around the edge of the mount, but I need to go up the mount and then worship, because I need some stuff burned off of me. And so many of us women, we won't admit it, but we need some stuff burned off. We got to come on. We allow God to burn those fleshly emotions.
That's right.
Will we allow him to burn them off? And that's what I'm doing. I'm walking it out. You know, Minister Valerie, I'm no saint. I'm walking it out. I've been hurt. You know, I'm the walking wounded sometimes. I've just been stabbed in the back, but I'm loving on somebody else. You know, I'm going to keep loving. The devil is a liar. We're going to keep loving. We have to make up our mind, because if we stop loving, when we get into those other emotions, what we do is we contaminate the anointing. See, I can have no power as long as I have all this baggage, this spiritual baggage, as long as I got jealousy and bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and hatred in my heart. I have no power. You know, and what a waste of time it would be for us to be doing all this ministry and to be ineffective for the kingdom of God. We have no power.
My Lord.
But the nine, the power thereof, we got to forgive. We got to forgive how many times?
70 times 7. And how many times is that?
Jesus.
Amen. My God. Listen, you truly have said a mouthful there. What more is there to say after that? But amen. But you're so right about it. Again, I'm still going to yet applaud you for being candid. For being transparent, to telling the truth. And so many of us are feeling that, like you said, even in our heart now, but we're not willing to admit it. Now, yes, I'm going to admit it because I want to be free today, you know, based on what you were saying. I have felt that way, too, many times in a day as well, too. But I'm just grateful what you was talking about, you know, on today. It is true. The spirit of jealousy does come up when you see your different ones, as you say, the certain women in the ministry that, you know, that you like and love so much. When they be inviting other people to speak, you know, and then I'll be like, "Okay, God, you know, what about me?" You know, in that respect, you're right about it, Mother. I'm going to tell the truth because, you know, I'm going to be free.
Mr. Valerie, wait a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody has a TV on or something in the background. We don't want to. We want to make sure that people are hearing what you're saying. So if there's a TV or something in the background, then we could just turn it down so that we can hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Minister Valerie.
Well, I'm just agreeing with you. You're so right on it. We may not all have the same issue, but we have similar issues of things that we feel in that respect. And just recent, you know, as I was just perusing, even through the Facebook news feed, and I was noticing the different women, you know, and what you would consider their friendship fellowships or whatever, and they invite this one to their, you know, event to speak and that one to, and I do. I sit back, don't say anything verbally, but in my heart I'm thinking, well, what about me? What, I don't have a word from the Lord? It's not possible for me to be able to stand up and give a word, you know, to God. Am I ever going to be called upon, you know, in that respect? Trust you me, Pastor Rebecca, Prophet. I'm telling it because I want to be free today from that. I'm going to be free. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered, and I want to walk in the anointing that God has placed upon this life for me to be able to do so. But, again, this is why I'm thanking God for this forum on today. This is a day of freedom yet again. Having an opportunity just when you think God is opening the door for one specific thing, look how he opened the door to be able to come back home, to be able to be on this broadcast, to receive yet healing and deliverance. So for that, I'm grateful because I am challenged with that. I do question myself. It's like, I'm not good enough. Why is it everyone else in this so-called semi-circle is good, but I'm not good enough? How is it that I'm able to still give and give support and share and join this and join that and financially or not, but when it's time to be called on, why not me? You know, in that respect, yes, I've dealt with that, and even just recent when I just saw a post in and I saw this name and that name, and I'm like, well, when am I ever going to be called upon again with that not feeling good enough? And which is a trick from the enemy. And when he can get you discouraged in that point, that affects your esteem. Now you're feeling lower than low, and like you said, there's no power. So now you don't even feel like you're going to live like to see tomorrow in that respect. You know, now you want to go and ball up in a corner somewhere and have a self-pity party.
That's right.
But then, like you said, thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost, because then the Holy Ghost reminds you, come in, you say, okay, call into the show today, then you get this kind of message. Be like, well, what was I thinking?
That's right.
You
That's
know
right.
what I mean? What was I thinking? So I thank God that God is binding up the stinking thinking today. And that we are, and I am, who God says that I am. And in God's due time and his due season, if it's his will, there's not a demon in hell that will be able to stop me to go forth and bring forth the word of God at his appointed time and in his season and his place and wherever. And that's why I said this is why I'm grateful. I truly am grateful for the lessons that I'm learning. I'm even learning what it means to come as you are. Because when I didn't have nothing else but what I was wearing on my back, I came as I am. And didn't care what nobody thought, didn't care what nobody said, based on what you were saying earlier about being focused. Knowing what it is that you're doing, having a made-up mind with regard to what you're doing and knowing why you came to where you came. Not for other people, you know, but to glorify God and, like, on Friday night to support you, you know, in that respect. So I'm telling you, I'm learning what these acronyms, these things, these cliches that we say, I'm learning what they really mean. And just the word of God in general, what the word really means when God has spoken a thing, as from Genesis on to Revelation, with all those who, you know, he has chose to write his inspired word and has given them the revelation knowledge to do so. I tell you, I'm learning, and it ain't taking too long to get this lesson, which I thank God for because time is winding up. I have to get it now. So, I'm grateful. I am so grateful.
Amen. Praise God. You know, God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. And the Holy Ghost, the Bible says he's the spirit of truth, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, again, we walk in so much more power when we walk in truth. You know, it's one thing to, you know, want to build the name for yourself and want to be on different platforms, but it's another thing to want to build up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we come back to that. You know, we just come back to, I keep coming back to that.
Amen.
And Mr. Valerie Allen, I was just thinking, God, my God, God has spoken.
Mm.
I remember not too long ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, I saw you preaching.
Amen.
I saw you on the platform, and you were preaching. As a matter of fact, and I think even as you were going into this situation that you're that the Lord has put you in now, that you even had gotten a call, you know, the door had opened for you to preach.
Amen. Amen.
And what I'm saying to you is, you know, when God gives us those words over our lives, now not only did he speak through the prophet, but he spoke to you directly.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to you directly many, many years ago, even before you met me or any other prophet, the Lord had told you what he had called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is that we have to do like a map affair and write the vision and make it plain. And though it tarry, wait for it. Because though it tarry, it will not tarry, for it will surely come to pass. You know, and that's what we have to know. We have to believe God. He gave me a scripture in Isaiah today, Isaiah 65, 22 through 24. And I wrote it down. It was so powerful to me as we're doing the ministry and we have the church location. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't look like we need it to look, but it always looks like God needs it to look. And God showed me the scripture in Isaiah 65, 22 through 24 today, and I'm going to read it. And it says, they shall not build, and another inhabit them. And they shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Mm-hmm.
And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. And I was like, my God, there's 55, 22, 23, and 24. And I took each verse and wrote it on a different little scrap of paper, piece of paper that I folded up a piece of paper in four parts, and I wrote those three scriptures, and I stuck them in my Bible because I'm taking these scriptures for myself and for my ministry. Somebody got to hear me right now.
Amen.
Take
Amen.
These scriptures for yourself and for your business. Take these scriptures for yourself and for your ministry. Take these scriptures for yourself and claim them. I shall not build in another inhabit. You know, my labor is not in vain.
Amen.
And I'm taking these scriptures for myself and personalizing them and declaring them, because Mark 11 and 24 talks about we shall have what we say. If we pray, ask God for anything and do not doubt in our hearts that God will give us those very things for which we have prayed and say,
amen.
We got to believe we will have what we say. And
amen.
That's what we have to do. We have to believe God and say what God is saying. You know, just say what God is saying. I declare that you are
speak
a preacher.
The word.
I mean, everybody listening today knows you're a preacher. You are a preacher of the gospel, and you have already preached today. And that's what the thing about it is, preach in season and out of season.
Amen.
Preach the gospel. And that's what you do. You're not. That's not what you are. That's what you do. I mean, it's not what you do. It's who you are. You are a preacher. And whether you have a platform in somebody's sanctuary or somebody's conference, or whether you're talking to the homeless man on the street.
Amen.
You are preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And when we get that perspective and say, God, you know what, just use me. Use my hands,
yes,
use my
God.
Feet. You know, and I believe that God is bringing you to a place where he's getting the glory. God got the glory out of your life today. He's getting the glory on this broadcast. God's getting the glory.
Amen.
He's getting the glory because we go from glory, from faith to faith and glory to glory. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for your testimony. And let me do a station identification. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. We welcome you to Woman Show. I want to thank God to everybody on the phone lines and all of you in the chat room. I see Prophet Chantel Randolph, our guest 1604,
amen.
Guest 2044, guest 1600, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, Coach Lalita, and all of those on the phone lines. We welcome you, Ray and Kathy Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson again. And some callers that I don't recognize your number, so we welcome you to Woman Show, to the open forum with Pastor Rebecca. And we welcome you to call in. and let your voice be heard. We want to hear from you and hear what God is saying to you and through you and what's on your heart. And maybe you can give us some answers. Maybe we can give you some answers. But we know that it is sweet fellowship when we come together on one accord. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can call in to 646-652-4832 and let your voice be heard. I see Pastor Anthony on the line. I'm going to bring him in at this time. Hallelujah. Let him do our marriage moments. Pastor Anthony, your phone line is open and you are on the air. God bless you, honey.
Praise God. God bless you. I'm being blessed by the broadcast on today. You're stirring up the spirits of the people of God, and I just thank God. As your callers called in, evangelist and minister, shared some sentiments on these airways that I'm being blessed by real people dealing with real life. Amen.
Yes.
God is able. God is able, and I'm so encouraged by, amen, where God has them in this season. But I just, if I can highlight a few points, I do want to talk to the couple. There's something burning in my spirit coming from Proverbs chapter 3. So many marriages are going through so much. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It goes on to say in verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. And as we look at marriage today, we understand that marriage is under a lot of scrutiny. Marriage is being under attack from every angle and from every side. But God has breathed on the institution of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
God desires, amen, marriages to work. The Bible says through the Hebrew writer, cast away not thy confidence. We, husband and wife, must not grow weak or get weary in well-doing. Sometimes in marriage we are challenged, whether it's financially, dealing with intimacy and our sexual relations to each other, the temptations that are in our day. We are challenged on every side. But the Bible reminds us, husband and wife, that we must trust God. That's for the singles as well. We got to continue to trust God. And when we trust him, we don't lean to our own understanding. That's when God does his best work. When we move out of God's way and watch God move into our marriages. When he says the two shall become one flesh, that is a supernatural act that can only happen through the power of God. Glory be, I feel God. I look at my own marriage, it'll be 16 years in July, and I still got issues. I still got situations that God is dealing with me on. But I thank God for a wife and a helpmeet that serves the same God that I serve. See, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and put God first, things begin to fall into perspective. And sometimes when we look in the natural at what our marriages are going through, it just escalates and get worse instead of getting better. See, that's my point. The second point is acknowledging him in all of our ways. We got to not go by what we see, but we got to do what he said. I need to say that again. We need to not go by what we see, but we got to go by what he said. Sometimes there are certain marriages that are going through, and some people are possibly in your within a hearing range of this broadcast, you're sleeping in separate beds. You're contemplating going to divorce court. Somebody out there might be an infidel, may be caught up in adultery. And I'm speaking from the mouth and heart of God. Don't go by what you see. Go by what God said. Marriage is honorable by all, and the marriage bed is undefiled. He who has found a wife finds favor with the Lord. And, brother, if you have found a good woman, don't let her get away. Woman of God, if you have found a good man, do not let that good man get away. Do everything within your power to make that marriage work. We're just seeing so many people quitting on their marriages, on their families. We're seeing so many just giving up too soon. We're seeing so many through the hardships that they're facing. I'm not in love anymore. What is that? we know what love is and we know what love is not, and love is not necessarily a feeling. Yes, sometimes we get the goosebumps, and yes, sometimes we have the infatuation for one another. Yes, sometimes we're enticed by each other, but marriage is not based on a feeling. That's why those wedding vows are put before us. For better, for worse, rich or poor, sickness or health, till death do us part, because sometimes it's not going to be all roses. But I'm here to be the mouthpiece of God and say, stay together until it gets better. Hang in there until you can work it out. Go ahead and seek godly counsel. That's why the Bible says, be not wise in your own mind. If you could fix it, it would have been fixed. If you can work it out, it already been worked out. If you had the answer to your dilemma, you already would apply that answer to your marriage. But we are screaming out to you today. We are speaking the heart of God to you today. Don't give up on that marriage. Go ahead and seek yourself some help, because sometimes there are things beyond your power. And we need to turn back this curse of divorce in our land. It's fueling this homosexual spirit. It's fueling our wayward and dysfunctional children. And the Bible says through the prophet of Malachi that they may have godly seed, whether it's spiritual or natural. There's somebody looking at your marriage, hoping that God will work it out to encourage somebody who may want to be married someday. So, beloved, our marriages must work. And I love it. In verse 4, he says, then you'll find favor with God and you'll get understanding. Sometimes you're like, God, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is this happening to me and my husband? How, God, are you going to work this out? And God says to you and I, then you will gain favor and then you will gain understanding. You're going to walk out of this thing better when you go through this fire. You're going to come out and your marriage is going to be much stronger when you survive this flood. When the enemy comes in like a flood and God raises up that marriage to a standard that you and your wife have never known, or you and your husband have never known, there's a standard and there is a bedrock and there's a foundation in your marriage that when the next season of storms come, you'll be able to manage. And that's what God is doing, even through the hard places in your marriage. And sometimes, Pastor Rebecca and to our audience, people get frustrated, we get discouraged, we get impatient with one another, and we just want to say, hey, they got divorces now for $2.99. I mean, I see it all over the billboards. It drives me crazy. Go ahead and get your divorce online. Go ahead and pay this couple of hundred dollars and get rid of this problem. And the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We're supposed to be married for life. We're supposed to be an example to our children and the generations to come. So take your marriage seriously, because it is a ministry. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was just hearing in the chat room, Pastor Anthony, when you were talking about I'm not in love anymore, that people use that as an excuse to get a divorce. I was just sharing that I fall in and out of love, you know, many times throughout any given year.
Hey.
You know, it's like it's ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes it's good and sometimes, you know, it's nerve-wracking to be married. You know, but we have to realize that it's not about being in love, having that emotional feeling of being in love, although it's very nice. That feeling is very nice, but it's more about working together to keep the covenant. Evangelist Cynthia Robinson talked about to keep that covenant that you made with your spouse and with God, you know, working together to hang in there and to work it out. You know, when the problems come, to be able to stand after doing all. To stand, you know, and somebody talked about that in the chat room, that after having done all to stand, just stand, you know. And with marriage, it's not easy. And marriage is coming up under so much attack during this time. And you're right. We need to be equipped as married people to put on the full armor of God and be equipped to fight for our marriages and fight for our families, because the devil does not like marriage and the devil does not like family. So we have to fight. And even for our ministry, for those in ministry, we have to fight. But I'm telling you today, baby, even though I fall in and out of love,
I love you today. I'm in love. I got stars in my eyes. I am so in love today. This is a good day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You're still my girlfriend. I'm still your boyfriend. But it's just wonderful, Pastor Becker. We know as people, I mean, I see these grand weddings all over television, and I see the amount of money they spend on that, and sometimes they don't want to spend 2 cents on the marriage. But it's way beyond the honeymoon. The marriage starts once we get back from Jamaica and get back from our feet being in the sand and looking in each other's eyes. Then the real marriage starts. But we got to put just as much energy and time into the marriage as we did in planning the wedding.
Yeah, we have a question in the chat room. We have Prophetess Cheryl Yarbrough with us. God bless you, Prophetess Cheryl. Good to have you with us. And she asked the question, is that normal, not loving your husband from time to time? She says, I am a newlywed, 1 year. Congratulations on your 1 year. Wait a second. 1 year? You've been married the whole year? Wait a second. This is for you. Amen. Congratulations for making it to that 1 year mark, because we know the first year is hard. The first year is hard. Amen. Okay. Amen. So basically we had a question in there just about marriage. You know, just about marriage. Is it normal not loving? And the thing about it is I said I don't feel like I'm in love. I fall in and out of love many times throughout a given year, but always love him. You know, and that's the thing about marriage. There will be times when you fall in and out of love, but you feel like you don't love your spouse. It's a feeling, and feelings can be deceptive. You know, so when you have those periods, when we have those periods that we're falling in and out of love, we have to remember why we married the person in the first place. And even during those hard times, it's hard to remember why you loved them. And that's when you remember the covenant. It's hard to remember why you married them. It's hard to remember why you loved them. It's hard to remember that you loved them. And it's during that time that you remember the covenant. And I'm here to tell everybody who's listening that hard times during marriage are normal. You know, it is very normal, because your marriage is always under attack, because the devil hates your marriage. So it's very normal to have a time when you're getting on each other's nerves, or to have a time when you don't like each other, or to have a time when that person, everything that person does gets on your last nerves, when she's nagging too much and he's not paying attention enough. Those times definitely do occur in marriage, because you're having two people now trying to become one. And that's a hard thing, to take two different personalities, two different life experiences, two different, you know, even sometimes goals and ambitions, two different ways of believing, because I hope it's not two different belief systems, because we're supposed to marry as we believe. As Christians, we marry Christians, but two different ways of believing, and try to mesh that and make it into one, and to make it into unity. It's hard to do that sometimes, but it's possible. And another thing, God will allow you, he allows us to go through in our marriages so that he can work out all the mess in our lives. You know, we got to deal with the pain of the past. We have to deal with our issue, especially as women. As women, we have to deal with our issue. See, we trick a man long enough to get him to the altar. We pretend to be what we're not. We pretend to be sweet, and we know we are nasty as all get out. We pretend, whatever you want, whatever you say. And then when we get married, it's like we're Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde, and we let our true colors shine through. And the man is looking like, what the heck did I just do? Did I marry her? We trick a man, and I tell you, my husband tried to faint at the altar, and I was like praying, like, Lord, please don't let him faint. Please don't let him faint. Please don't let him faint. I need him to marry me today. I was all messed up, y'all. I was all messed up. I had so many issues, I couldn't even count them. I have more issues than a woman with the issue of blood. You know, just so many, just bleeding all over the place. You know, molestation, abandonment by my father, neglect, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, low self-esteem, a root of rejection. I had so many issues. I didn't even love myself. And I expected this man to love me. And I was saved, y'all. I had been in church for a couple of years. You know, but didn't even love myself. I had issues. And that's why I say to the single women, while you were ministering, Pastor, I said to the single women, pay attention. Because a lot of you want to be married, and what you have to do is go ahead and let God deal with your issues. Deal with your issues before you say, I do. Because if you don't, you're going to have a whole lot of hell. The gates of hell are going to try to prevail in your marriage the minute you hit the resort. We had our first big fight in Jamaica.
Come on.
So, you know, we had to get it together. And you know what? We had to deal with our issues. My husband was mean as all get out. They think Pastor Anthony is the best thing since apple pie. You know, he's the good cop, I'm the bad cop. But people don't know how mean this man was, you know, and what I had to, you know, endure, you know, with his aloof, cold attitude when we first got married, and me with my issues, my needy self, you know, and you put us two in the same room, but he would come in and he would be all happy and he would be bouncing off the walls and I would be miserable. And I'm looking at him like, what are you so happy about? I'm miserable here. You're supposed to live with me in understanding. But he wasn't paying no mind to that because he was having a good day. And I was having a bad day. And then I went about my business and tried to make his good day a bad day. And we do that when we have issues. So the first thing we have to do is deal with our own issues. And even when we're married, you know, while our husband is getting on our nerves, while he's not that lovable, while he's passing gas in the bed or whatever he's doing, not putting down the toilet seat, not taking out the garbage when you ask him, all of that, while he's doing all of that, you're still going to have to work on yourself. Because just like our Minister Valerie Allen was saying, God will put you in a position to work out the mess in your life, to get you to clean up your own act, take the own 2x4 out of your eye before you begin to deal with the speck in your husband's eye. And that's real talk.
And Pastor Becky, if I could add, that's amazing you said that about a lot of men. I was that individual where, you know, the coldness or the callousness or the disregard for others, especially emotions, would just come up upon me. It'd be all in the flesh. And men got issues too, whether it's anger, pride. Men operate in a different avenue that God wants to deal with that pride. He wants to deal with that anger. He wants to deal with that selfishness. He wants to deal sometimes with the boyish ways. We sometimes as men, we don't like to grow up. We like to play a lot. You know, I work with, you know, sometimes men, and they're very childish, but it's sometimes just in the nature. But I would also like to add to that, as you talked about, you know, our early years, being the family, having a baby. I remember being frustrated, not going out like we used to. Sometimes when the flowers and the cards are not coming like they used to. It's up to you, speaking to that newlywed and the husband and those listening. It's up to us to also, when we see these warning signs, rekindle that fire. Sometimes my wife and I, ministry, family, children, and demands of our day, we'll stop and go to dinner or a movie or try to remember. She said, make love to me in the kitchen first. Don't be just getting so busy with life. And sometimes we got to remind ourselves, listen, we got to keep this thing exciting. We got to keep the passion for each other going. The grass will start looking green on the other side if you don't. So to prevent that, keep that excitement in your marriage. And sometimes it's up to you, wife, that, you know, because you called in with the question. Rekindle some of that stuff that made you fall in love in the first place. So remind him, you used to do this or you used to do that. Or remind yourself, you know, you used to cook more often. Or whatever it may be that is lacking, try to rekindle that and restore that. Amen.
Amen. And that's good, baby, because a couple of years ago, and the marriage talk is good because there's a lot of activity going on in the chat room now, even around this topic that we're talking on. Coach Walisa said it's a good thing to know the family of the man or the woman before you marry them. Know what kind of family they come from, how they interact with their family members, how they feel about their mother or their father. See, I hated my father. When I married my husband, I hated my father. And because I hated my father, a lot of that resentment was acted out upon my husband. That's why I talked about you got to get rid of the spiritual baggage, because if you have that, you don't have the anointing. And how many of you know anointing is not just for preaching? Anointing is not just for preaching. It's God's supernatural power to carry out whatever it is that he has called you to do in life, whether it's in the secular arena, in marriage, in parenting, in ministry. And I didn't have the anointing to be married because I still had issues. I still had spiritual contamination, and I had to get that out. I had to forgive my father for abandoning me and rejecting me and neglecting me before I could begin to be anointed enough to be happily married. So it's just so important that we forgive those people, especially women, that you deal with the men. You forgive the men who have hurt you in the past so that your husband does not become the whipping boy for all of the men that have hurt you in the future, whether it be daddy, that first boyfriend that cheated on you, or the last one that left you at the altar, you know, whatever it is, the one that beat you. Deal with that. So that when you do get married, your husband does not become the whipping boy for all of the wrong that was done to you before you got married. You know, that's just so important. And it was good. One more thing you were talking about, you said when we are feeling the fire isn't burning as hot or that we're out of love and we have another call, I see your hand. I'm going to say this and we're going to take this caller. If you see that the fire is not burning as hot or you're falling out of love, look at yourself. Again, it comes back to looking at yourself and saying, what am I not doing today that I used to do? When he was giving me the love notes, when he was giving me the flowers, and honey, it's been a while since you gave me a note or flowers. I'm just a reminder. But the question becomes, what am I not doing now that I was doing before? And with the computer and the internet and so many of us being in ministry now and so many of us being in ministry over the computer, we got to remember, for those of us married women, we got to remember that we got a man in our bed. And that man is our husband, amen. So we got to remember that we cannot be so preoccupied with ministry that we're not taking care of our husbands. And men are easy. They desire food for the belly. They desire sex for the loins. And they desire respect and admiration for the ego. Let me say that again. Men are easy. They desire food for the belly, sex for the loins, and respect and admiration for the ego. And one more thing, sports for entertainment.
Amen. Oh. Oh, Nick. Oh, Nick.
So they're easy, you know, and we just have to put forth the extra sacrifice. The headache got to go. I got a headache. I don't feel like it. Well, take some Tylenol and take a shower. And start feeling like it. Amen. Do it even if you don't feel like it. So that's what it's about. And Coach Lisa says, amen. Coach Lisa said, the same thing it took to get your baby, it will take the same thing to keep him. Just a little thought. You don't want to leave them in bed alone. Not for any length of time. And the Bible talks about that, not forsaking the coming together in intimacy for any length of time unless you agree upon it, because you don't want to give the devil a toehold. You don't want to let the devil have an introduction to come in and try to tempt him, because men are so sexual. They are so sexual, and even for the single women, you know that the men that are pursuing you, even though they're saved, a lot of them are trying to push up on you for sex. And you have to realize that you got to keep saying no. No ringy, no dingy. You know, you just got to keep saying no, because a man, he is looking, the right man, your husband, is looking for the one who will tell him no. And it's getting too easy to get sex, even from women in the church. So we got to get back to chastity. We got to get back to keeping the knees locked, you know, and saying, no, don't touch nothing. Don't touch nothing below the neck. And I have a girlfriend who didn't even kiss her husband. She did not even tongue kiss her husband until they said, I do. And we got to get back to that. So keep the home fires burning after the marriage, but let things be real cold before. That's the key. Amen. Hallelujah. But I had to think about that a few weeks ago because I wasn't feeling so lovey-dovey. And I wasn't feeling so admired by my husband. And I had to think about it. What am I missing here? And then I had to begin to make some necessary changes and turn my focus sometimes away from ministry and put my focus back on my husband and begin to stroke that eagle, because if I don't stroke it, somebody else is going to stroke it. You know how many women come up to my husband and say, I enjoyed you today. Oh, that word was real good. You know, and I cannot allow other women to be stroking my husband's ego while I neglect to do so. So we have to just be careful that we don't neglect that. We have a caller, Pastor Emily. Can I take this call?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 773, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
God bless you all. How are you all in New Jersey?
Oh, God bless you, my brother, Pastor Larry. God bless you, Pastor Larry.
God bless you all. Pastor Anthony, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to hear you, sir.
Yes, sir. Let me say this. I think you all are very, very funny. I have been online about an hour or so now. I'm not sure why I can't log in. But what you guys have been saying is so very true. And let me first say this. Congratulations on your new call in God. God bless you for that. And
amen.
It is my prayer that God bless you mightily in that area as you go forth and minister in that direction. But I was listening to you all talk about relationships, and it's great that you can be so candid. And one of the things that really encouraged me to call in was that you said that you don't always feel. And this is key, because in relationships, we cannot afford to be led by our feelings, because there are going to be times where you don't feel like you love that other person. And so I was dealing with the same subject about a few weeks ago, and I told them that love is a choice. I'm with you because I choose to be with you. I love you because I choose to love you. Because if I go by how I feel, if you get on my nerve today, I feel like I feel like I don't love you. You know, it's almost like it was when we were growing up as siblings. We'd fight among each other and call each other big head or black or whatever, but nobody on the outside could say the same thing we said. Because if you did, now you got to fight me. And it's the same thing in relationship. You and I may be fighting, but no one on the outside can come in and fight, because if they did come against you because of my love for you, I would now defend you because I really love you, even if I just told you I hated you. And the truth is, loving someone is definitely a choice. It's what I choose to do. I mean, we find that right in Scripture when Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave. It was his choice. It was not based on how we felt. Because had he based it on how he felt, then we'd have all been condemned to hell. But he chose to love us, and this is what love really is. Because we all go through mood swings, and we go through our periods. Come here, and sometimes we don't always feel like that thing on the inside. And so it is our job to make it our decision that I'm going to do this and stick through it no matter how I necessarily feel. But I did pick up on your 4 points about the men. I'm trying to figure out what book did you read, because you can get to a man through his belly. I think the other one you said, sex for the loins. I forget number 3, But then you said sports for entertainment. So you got to help me out. What was number three?
Admiration and respect. Respect
admiration.
And admiration for the eagle.
Yes. And that's vitally important because, as I heard you say that, if you don't stroke that man's ego or vice versa, that man does his woman's ego, someone else will come along and do your job, and you'll look up, and then somebody else will be kicking in your stall, and you wonder how that happened. It's not because they didn't love you, but somebody else gave them what they needed. And that's the key. It's like I always tell them in my church, you can take me to a place where they serve steak dinner, but I don't like steak. I like chicken. You can give me chicken and get anything you need from me. You give me a steak, and I might not want it because I'm not a steak man. But give me some chicken, you got my attention for the rest of the day. It's because you gave me what I want.
Wow.
And with the man, if you give him what he needs, not what you want him to have, what he needs, then you can have whatever he has if you give him what he needs. And men need respect, and they need their ego stroke. And so often it's like I told our young women here, I says, if you would sometimes just practice the art of shut up. And I don't mean it in a bad, I don't mean it in a bad way, but sometimes it's easier to just be quiet and voice your opinion later on. Because if he's not feeling loved and respected right then, and then you give him your opinion, he may respond to you in the wrong way, and now you're going, and then you end up in divorce court because somebody just didn't be quiet. You see, because you can, hey, stroke his ego, tell him how great he is, then catch the man tomorrow, and right in the middle of a good conversation, you bring it up. You see, and
wow.
Now he has to listen to you. But you, sometimes you just can't say what you want to say right when you want to say it. And so it's easier to just be quiet. You know, here's what the word says. The Bible says, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, in the scripture, he's talking about man toward a woman. But I believe it go both ways. Because when she knows her man and she knows and he knows his wife, if I know you, then some things I won't do because I know you. You know, it's like you know Pastor Anthony. You know how to push his button and how to stroke his ego. And so as long as I know what's going on, then you can help build a marriage. But Pastor Anthony, and then I'm going to let you go, said something real powerful, or I believe it says, or one of y'all said something about getting back to about making love in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, dear God. But it's true, though. If you're going to keep the marriage fresh, see, I think what we do is that we get real spiritual after we get saved, and we forget how we got the person, you see. But, I mean, if you want to keep a great relationship, great sex is always in order. I promise you it is. Great sex is always in order because you're probably going to base the marriage on 50% of the sex. And so if you can do that and keep that strong and fresh, you know, don't be afraid. Keep it strong, keep it fresh, and I guarantee you have a whole lot of success in that marriage.
Wow. Now, that's a man talking, ladies. I hope you heard what he said. He said 50%, and I don't know if he was being totally honest with that. But he said the man, a lot of men will base 50% the success of the marriage 50% on the sex. 50%. Wow. That's real talk. And we have a guest in the chat room who said, amen, they needed to hear real talk today. They didn't need to hear a whole lot of religious opinions, but they needed to hear real talk. So they're being real blessed by the show today. And I'm hoping that a lot of marriages are being blessed because this is real talk. This is what we need to hear, not what scripture to read, but I need to know what to do. Things are real cold in my bedroom. Things are real cold in my marriage. You know, there's somebody saying things are real cold, and I don't know what to do. There are a lot of women who grew up in church, Pastor Larry, Pastor Anthony, and all of the others on the online. A lot of women who, and I'm going to open the other two lines also, but there are a lot of women who grew up in church, and nobody ever told them this stuff.
That's right.
You know, yeah, I didn't grow up in church. I guess most people can tell.
Oh, Lord.
Because I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules. I don't know that I'm not supposed to talk about certain things. You know, all I know is that the truth is what made me free. The truth makes me free. The truth gives me success. The truth gives me victory in Jesus. I just need, give me something I can use. Give me something. I got the scriptures. You know, I'm one, I believe in the scriptures that get, I respect the word, I love the word, but we're in the word, Pastor Larry, because you said you talked about the man living with the wife and understanding in that scripture, and
mm-hmm.
also there's a scripture, you talked about the woman being nice to the man, stroking his ego 1 minute, and then coming down on him the next day. And the thing about it is the Bible talks about the wise woman.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Uh-huh. Who builds up her home.
That's
and
it.
And the foolish woman does what?
To that
tears
down.
Down with her
that's
mouth.
Right.
And
you
talk
right.
about the gift of shut up. We
that's
need
the
to
word.
Gift of just shut up.
Yeah.
I know Pastor Emily sometimes is like, I wish she would just shut up. Shut up.
Uh-oh.
Because sometimes he looks at me and I'm like, why are you on the defensive? Why are you so defensive? What's wrong with you? And he's like, do you not know sometimes the tone of voice you use with me? And it makes me check myself. Like,
well, you know,
wow.
Pastor, to a man, that's a form of disrespect. And,
wow.
And a man, and I pray that every woman who's going to get married and the married women hear this, that to a man needs to be respected. Watch this. This is why you find a man going to a mistress, because that mistress will stroke his ego while the woman at home is always giving him hell. And so
wow.
the mistress helps him miss the stress. And she'll stroke his head, and she'll lift him up, she'll raise him up, tell him how great he is, how wonderful he is. And while the woman at home is busy telling him how dumb he is, how stupid he is, he ain't doing this, he's not doing that, how sorry he is. And so, of course, he's going to go to the person who's building him up. And so
wow.
if you want to keep that man at home, then it doesn't hurt to give a kind word. Listen, the Bible says, Jesus said over in Mark 11, that you can have whatsoever you say. What's wrong with giving a kind word, even if you got to give that kind word by faith? You
mm-hmm.
know, baby, you are the best thing that ever happened to me, by faith. Baby, I love you so much, by faith. You know, thank God for you, by faith. What's wrong with saying it by faith? If you have to, sometimes you got to faith it until it manifests. But if you don't give the effort, I guarantee you that, I tell you what, a old mother, God bless her soul, Mother Johnson told me, she said, son, you be careful and do that girl right before somebody else be kicking in that stall. And I didn't understand what she meant, you know, until I found myself out of position. And so we have to be careful. If you don't do what it takes to keep the person, don't blame God for allowing something else to happen. Maybe it's that we did not do our job, because it's always two sides. Now, I don't condone going outside the marriage relationship for anything, but don't blame the devil and don't blame God for allowing it to happen. If we do our part, we have to work in line with the word. God has set up principles. Principles are laws that work for anybody every time. It's not based on whether you save or not. It's a law. And God's principles are laws that anybody can use them, saint or sinner. And if we follow the principle, then we can get the results of the word of God. I mean, this is why God put it in there. I encourage anybody to read Ecclesiastes, and then read the Song of Solomon, and then read Proverbs. I guarantee you, you'll look in those books and you'll find out everything God said about marriage right there in the book.
Wow. Wow.
And just follow those principles, and I guarantee you, you have great success.
Mm.
You will have success.
Wow. Wow. My God. That's a blessing, Pastor Larry. I'm so glad you called in. I mean, you don't know how much God shifted us in the marriage moment, because, you know, we don't normally spend this much time in the marriage moments, but God shifted us to the marriage moments to stay here, to stay right here. God just saved somebody's marriage. God just used us to help somebody. Amen.
My
and
Lord.
Somebody's being blessed right now. So now you need to, Pastor Emily, I don't know if you have anything to say. Oh, my God.
It's so powerful, because we do have a lot of single people who will listen to the archives and on the air now. Sometimes that scripture is so taken out of context. I'm just speaking the truth in love. And they'll use that, but as Pastor Elijah just said, it can be facts. You could have proof. Everything you're saying to each other may be right, but sometimes you still got to sit on those words.
That's it.
If I loan you my bicycle, I can take that back. If I loan you my car or my suit or my blouse, I can get that back from you. But once the words are out of your mouth,
that's it.
Once you penetrated that person's ear gate, some things you can't take back.
Yes, sir.
And whether it's in the world or in marriage, I know some couples that have never got over hurtful words to each other. And we just need to slow to speak. We need to apply that thing and be patient with one another. So, Pastor Larry, I just thank you for that godly insight. And you got to be spiritual to do this.
Bless you, sir. That's right.
Because sometimes the facts are real, and the hurt is real under our rules. But as you said, sometimes ladies and men, you got to hush up. Amen?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Because sometimes men can say something to a woman that would really wound her and hurt her. And, you know, we need to be careful because once the words are out, you can't take them back. And mm-hmm. words have power. We all know that. There is power in the spoken word. So, you know, to God be the glory. I just thank God for everybody, and Pastor Larry, for you calling in. Pastor Emily, I thank God for you and you opening this up through the marriage moments because we needed this today, you know, just to really begin to iron out how to be married. And so many, and I pray that the single people receive something that you didn't tune out if you're not married, because you're going to need this when you do get married. You will need it. So store it up for future reference. Amen. Hallelujah. You guys have anything else? We have a few more minutes. I'm going to open up these other phone lines. If you have anything while I'm doing that, you can just go ahead.
Well, Pastor, you know, I don't have anything else to say. Actually, I'm doing a funeral in about 5 minutes. But
okay.
I did want to call in again to congratulate you on your elevation in God. And it is, again, my prayer that God will continue to use you and Pastor Anthony mightily in the ministry. And I wanted to come down there and surprise you and walk in Jersey. But I've been doing like 5 funerals in the last 5 weeks. And so it's been a very hectic month or so. And so that's the reason I didn't get down there. But I was coming. I was going to surprise you all and just walk in your church. But
I sensed it. I said I wouldn't be surprised. You popped up in my spirit one day, and I said I wouldn't be surprised if Pastor Larry came walking through the doors of this church. I sense that.
I was coming. I told Lady Carol, I said I'm going to New Jersey, and I'm going to surprise her, and I will be in New Creation, and they gonna look up, and I'll be in the back seat going, "Amen, somebody." But it didn't quite work out that way. But I'm coming down anyway. I'm coming down so I can receive a word from the Lord.
Amen.
So,
amen.
But you all be blessed, and I love you all. I love your ministry, and I love what you guys are doing here on Blog Talk. And you guys continue to keep up the good work and stay encouraged, because you're blessing somebody for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Pastor Anthony.
Amen. God bless you. Love you too, sir, and your ministry. Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready for the marriage book. I'm telling you, it's coming out soon. We will be releasing the marriage book this year. So we're excited about that, and everything will be in it. I don't know, Pastor Larry, we might have to have you do the foreword or something. I don't know. You have so much insight, or maybe give us I don't know what to do, but we're going to have you do something because you have so much insight in this area. Maybe next time the four of us could do something together. But I'm still waiting for your book, sir, but we'll talk about that. Amen. Pastor Larry had to go, and we just thank God for him. The phone lines are open. Evangelist Cynthia and Minister Valerie, you're still on. And for anybody else, we have 6 minutes. If you want to call in, 646-652-4832, as we go off the air, you're welcome to do so.
Ooh, my God, Pastor. My God, Mother. This was just an awesome broadcast on today. My God, my God, my God. I'm speechless. I'm so glad I made the shift when you talk about the marriage counselor. It was just so awesome. Truly, truly awesome. My God. What a new perspective. What an anointed perspective on today. I'm here taking mental notes as well as physical notes because you never know what God has in store for the future. But I tell you, awesome, just awesome. So I'm grateful. And yet, too, just want to take a moment to just, again, just personally thank you. And it's also continue to give you kudos and shout-outs and congratulations with your commission to a prophet as God has ordained from your mother's womb. And thank you, too, for the reminder and also the spirit of correction because it is true. It is you, once again, who God chose to allow me to be able to receive that invitation to go forth to preach the gospel prior to the circumstances, situation. So I am grateful for that. And I thank God for healing and yet for deliverance even on today to even yet speak boldly to be able to express that which has been in my heart. And so we know that the devil is a liar. Jesus is Lord and the devil is lying, that the word of God is true. So I thank you for the scriptures that you left me with today, the word that I'm able to go back and continue to, you know, meditate on the word of the Lord with regard to that area, knowing that, again, that the word that God has spoken to you, through you, for my life is true. God has been speaking from, you know, over a year now with regard to open doors, as you said, with regard to preaching, and it is coming to pass. So that's what you said earlier. This is what I need to remain focused on. Just stay focused on what the Lord has stated and knowing what I do and been called to it is to build up the kingdom of God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus first. It's all about Jesus, not making a name for myself or anything as such as that, not building a platform or conference or something for myself, but that my life is bringing glory to God, that God is being glorified. So I'm grateful for today. Truly, this is without surprise, no shocker, an awesome broadcast as usual. I'm so grateful and so humbled to have had a part in this today. And thank you so much for allowing me to call in and accept my call as well to Mother, Prophet, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to great things. God doing great things in your life. Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, are you still with us? Amen. She probably had to go.
No, I'm still with you.
Amen. I don't know if you had anything you want to say as we get ready to go off the air. I know we flipped over. I had you on the air. You didn't get to speak much. And then we went into the marriage moment, and God just took over. Let me tell you something. God did it. Somebody was blessed.
Yes.
Somebody was blessed today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, I don't know if you had anything to say just as we go off.
No, just that, as always, it is always good to come on the line and listen to you because there's always a nugget that God gives out. And today it was on marriage. The nugget was given out about marriage and how we are to keep our marriages, especially in the church. The covenant is so important and how we're supposed to keep that covenant. So we all learned something today. So that was a blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let me go ahead and close out. I just want to thank all of you for being with me today. Everybody in the chat room, those of you who are here, I thought some of you would call in. God bless you. I see Young Prophet in the chat room and the love. T-Love, God bless you all for being with us on today and for partaking of the broadcast on today. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and I'm just blessed to the Lord, and I'm really looking forward to everything that he's going to continue to do. I want you to know we have a midweek service now on the internet. We have a midweek service. It's 1 hour on Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon, from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. We do everything from praise and worship by way of CDs. And then we have a word from the Lord, a preach word. And after the preach word, we do open the altar for prayer. We don't talk to anybody during this hour, but you can raise your hand for prayer. And we are praying, and then we are taking an offering, and we are closing out because the Lord instructed me not to be so blocked in the area of having service on the internet because I have been blocked in that area. And even Minister Valerie Allen had mentioned it to me about 7-8 months ago, and I said, no, I don't believe in that. But God has opened my eyes. I was blind, but now I see that there's a need. There is a need for it, and we are expanding our ministry. We have expanded our ministry. We had our first service, and we already had about 100 people come back and listen to the archives. So, you know, we're preaching the gospel. We're going to preach the gospel. God said to me, you and your husband are true pure vessels. Why would you not preach at every opportunity that you can?
Amen.
So we're doing it. We're doing it. You're welcome to come by. It's lunchtime for somebody maybe to have lunch at your desk, lunch on your phone, and come by and be a part of that noonday service on Wednesdays. And then we have prayer periodically throughout the week, 1 hour of prayer. You're invited to come by and partake of that. I don't know when, so just follow me on Facebook, and you'll see it when I do go up for prayer. So God bless you. God bless you to everybody in the chat room. Good to see you. And come back. Come back every Saturday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3. Even if you just stop by, and always feel free to call up and let your voice be heard. We're going off the air now. God bless you, daughter, Minister Valerie Allen.
God bless you,
Cynthia Robinson. I love you both. God bless you, Ray and Kathy Jones, and everybody else who's on the phone. Everybody's in the chat room. Know that I love you, and God does too. We're going off the air. Come by tomorrow for our friends, family, and neighbors. Day. Look, come get some food. We got some food. We're going to have food between services, and we even have food for after service. We got food, 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 and more food. So come on in and worship God with us. And let's go out with a praise. Everybody clap your hands. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
We worship you,
we worship you,
oh Lord.
We
worship
you,
we
magnify
your
name.
your head.